Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. What you truly have to work on is not the relationship that you have with them, but it is the relationship that you have with yourself. I have the power to decide who I allow into my life, and I do not have to wait for someone to give me an explanation, to tell me why they hurt me, to give me closure, to send me a paragraph, to call me, for me to decide that their relationship is over. Hello, my name is Mafe, and welcome back to another episode. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome back to my YouTube channel. Or if you're listening on the podcast, hey besties, welcome back to another episode. Happy Friday. I hope you guys had an amazing week. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget that you can listen to this episode on my podcast, I Miss Me Podcast, on all streaming platforms. Or if you're listening on a streaming platform on my podcast, don't forget that you can watch this video on my personal YouTube channel, Mafe Ansures. Today, we're going to talk about closure and the fact that closure is not needed to move on. The only thing actually needed to move on is acceptance. If you're someone that postpones healing, and if you're someone that waits for an explanation or waits for an answer in order to finally start moving on and in order to finally start healing, and sometimes you don't receive it, meaning that sometimes you don't even start healing, then this video is for you, because today we are going to talk about closure, how closure is not needed, and what are the steps that you should actually take in order to finally start healing. I'm going to leave the episode chapters here and let's get started. Closure. Let's start by understanding what closure means and why has it become such a popular word in the healing community. What is closure? And the way that I would define closure is literally how the word sounds. Imagine you're drawing a circle and you don't necessarily complete the circle. Closure would be that little line that's missing in that circle that you were drawing in order to finally close the circle. That is what closure is. Closure is that final explanation, those last words, that little missing piece to complete the ending of whatever ended. A lot of relationships end with closure. A lot of relationships end in good terms. A lot of relationships do have that one last conversation of, hey, this is what I didn't like. Hey, this is not what's best for me. Again, a lot of relationships end in good terms. A lot of people give closure to each other. But what happens when you don't receive closure? What happens when, even after getting closure, you still want more? What happens when, even after that one last explanation, you still want to keep understanding? You still want to keep listening to what that person has to say? Or even worse, what if you get ghosted and you never even get an explanation at all? What happens if that circle doesn't close? And that is our biggest mistake, to think that we need the other person to close our circle for our circle to finally be closed. The truth is that you can actually close that circle. The truth is that it can be you who draws that little line. There's an analogy that I love when it comes to closure. Imagine you're in a forest. Imagine you're walking in a forest and a snake bites you. You're distracted, you're walking, you're barefoot. There's snakes in a forest and a snake bites you. Now you have two options. You're in a forest, you get bit by a snake. You either chase the snake to try to catch the snake to tell you why it bit you and to ask and to wonder, why did you bite me? I was just walking. I didn't really do anything to do with, why did you bite me? It hurt me. Or you accept the fact that you're hurt. You accept the fact that it bit you and you start focusing on the wound because you never know how bad it can get. You never know if that snake had venom. You never know how profound the wound is. You have to clean it as soon as possible if you want to heal. And if someone were to give you those two options, the logical one would be, I'm going to focus on the wound. Why would I chase after a snake? Because the truth is that even if that snake were to give you an answer as to why it bit you, you are still hurt. You are still bleeding. And no matter how many explanations you get from the snake, your wound will not heal. You will still have to heal it after the explanation. You will still have to treat it and you will still have to clean it, even if that snake tells you why it bit you. So if you are still going to have to go through that healing process anyways, whether you get an explanation or not, why would you ever waste your time chasing for an explanation? If you're still going to have to go through the process process of healing, might as well just start healing as soon as possible so that you heal faster. And that is how I would explain, and that is how I would heal closure from your mind. If you are currently in a situation where you feel like you can't move on because you can't understand, or you feel like you can't move on because you didn't get that little missing line of your circle, or you feel like you can't move on because you feel like one more explanation will lead you to heal better, it is normally just a sign of fear. It is normally just the postponing of the ending of the relationship. Sometimes the reason as to why we struggle to heal, it is not actually because of closure, but it is because we know that if we don't seek for closure, we will never have contact with that person again, and that will mean that the relationship is finally over. So we use closure as an excuse to be able to keep in contact with that person, because if we don't, then the relationship is over. Or sometimes the reason as to why we want closure or why we want an explanation is because if we understand why that person left, we can change that thing about ourselves that made them leave, and as consequence, make them stay. Closure will never determine your healing. And you are not healing, not because you haven't gotten closure, but you are not healing because you subconsciously don't want to accept the ending of that relationship. It is not closure what has you away from healing. It is the fact that you don't want that relationship to end. Closure is not needed in order to move on. Acceptance is. You do not need the person who hurt you to tell you why they hurt you. You do not need the person who disrespected you to tell you why they disrespected you. You do not need the person who made you cry to wipe your tears. You just want them to do it, because if they do, it means they still care about you. And if they still care about you, it must mean that you are worthy, and you tie your worthiness to a person. And the biggest mistake that you make is to tie your worthiness to a person, meaning that if that person leaves, it must mean that I am unworthy. And so understanding that it is not closure what you're truly seeking for, but it is that person back, thinking that closure is your way back into their life or is your way back into having them. What you truly have to work on is not the relationship that you have with them, but it is the relationship that you have with yourself. And understanding what keeps me in this pattern, or what keeps me from healing and instead wanting that person back, and what part of me wants a person who doesn't want me. Now, it might be attention, it might be validation, it might be company, it might be thinking that you're going to be alone forever and because you don't like spending time alone that you need them back. But again, it is not closure. It is a part of yourself that you don't want to face, thinking that an explanation from someone else will heal or postpone it. The only way to truly move on is to understand what void are they actually leaving that is truly going to make you suffer, and then fulfilling that void yourself. I am going to miss them and I feel like I need them back because I'm going to feel lonely, or because I'm not going to be validated anymore, or because having that person in my life is the only thing that made me feel pretty, or because having that person in my life was my only source of attention or validation. And once you understand that it is a feeling that you're missing and not a person that doesn't want to be in your life, you can start working on the relationship that you have with yourself instead of working on having that relationship back. Healing and moving on is about you. It is not about them. And it is about understanding and accepting what happened and trying to accept. Not about understanding and trying to accept another person. When it comes to letting someone go, the only thing that you truly have to make peace with is the fact that them not wanting to be a part of your life is closure enough. Someone being okay with not having you is closure enough. Someone making the conscious decision of not having you in their life because they don't see you as important enough to keep you, and thinking that their life is going to be the same or even better without you, is closure enough. Why would you want someone in your life that is telling you that they don't want you? Why would you want someone in your life that is walking away from you? Why would you want to run behind someone that is running away from you and looking behind their back to see if you're still there? You do not want that. And that is the only closure that you need. You do not want to be chasing someone. You do not want someone to stay forcefully. You do not want to force someone to stay in your life. You do not want to force someone to love you. You do not want to force someone to validate you. You do not want to force someone to give you attention. Relationships are based on true unconditional love. And if someone leaves, it was not unconditional. And because that is not the type of love that you want, there is absolutely no reason as to why you should want to keep them. Wanting comes from ego. Acceptance comes from love. If you want to vibrate in a frequency of love, you have to accept. If you want to vibrate from a frequency of fear, then you will continue to seek for closure because your ego needs to understand why someone hurt you in order to be able to change and finally be validated. Besties, if you are someone who has been postponing their healing journey, and if you are someone who has been postponing or not allowing yourself to experience what you know that you deserve to experience, being happy, meeting new people, making new relationships, enjoying new opportunities, going to new places, and feeling finally at peace and fulfilled, if you are someone who has been postponing all of those things because you feel like you need the person who hurt you to tell you why they hurt you to finally be able to experience, know that you're subconsciously doing it because you don't want to accept that that relationship has ended. If you want to finally move on, the first step is to accept that the relationship is over, to accept that you deserve someone who stays, to accept that you deserve someone who chooses you. And if someone doesn't choose you, then they don't deserve you. Again, you do not need the person who hurt you to tell you why they hurt you. You need to tell yourself, this person hurt me, and because they hurt me, I don't want them in my life. And that is how your healing journey starts. When you start giving yourself all of the explanations that you've been craving from someone else to yourself. When you start giving the love that you've been craving from someone else to yourself. When you start giving the validation that you've been craving from someone else to yourself. And when you start that process and when you start that journey, you will realize that you have the power of healing inside of you. That you have the power of starting your healing journey whenever you want. That you have the power of moving on, no matter the status of the relationship. No matter whether you got an explanation, whether you got a paragraph, whether you've got a phone call, none of those things matter because you understand what you deserve. You give that explanation to yourself and you start moving on. You accept that no matter what type of explanation the snake gives you, you are still hurt. You are still bleeding. The wound can still get infected. Matter of fact, it can get infected while that snake explains. And because you're hurt and because you're bleeding, there is no time to...
Besties, I had no idea about investing and its benefits, and that was until I met Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You do not need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. Sign up now and join over the 13 million all-time customers who already have saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/mafiansures or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid not client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. You imported disclosures at acorns.com/mafiansures.
I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y-N.
Want to know where you can find everything that you need for spring and feel good about getting it? At Ross. You'll find huge deals on the latest spring trends, because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit and more. You don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. We're talking about saving on your favorite brands for the whole family. Host a family outside with great deals on melamine dishes, pitchers, and more. And Ross is a great place to shop, supporting communities by raising $4.1 million with customers for Boys and Girls Clubs of America's after-school program. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Waste. And there is nothing that snake, that person, that relationship, that thing, that opportunity, that situation tells you that will change the fact that you're hurt. The fact is that you're hurt. And the fact is that if you want to stop feeling hurt and if you want to stop feeling pain, you will have to heal, regardless of the reasoning behind it. And that is when your life and that is when your healing will change. When you understand that you have that power inside of you. When you stop giving your power of healing away to the people in your life and you take it back. When you stop deciding, you have the power to heal me, and you realize, I actually have the power to heal myself. You don't get to dictate when I start healing. You don't get to dictate my healing journey. You don't get to dictate when it starts. You don't get to dictate when I am allowed to heal. I get to decide that myself. I get to decide when it starts. Their relationship ended the moment that they decided to walk out of your life. Their relationship ended the moment that they made you feel like you were an option. They made you feel like you are not worthy. Our biggest mistake is to think that that person decides when we get to heal. That person decides when the relationship ends. That person decides if we're together or not. But if you really think about it, you have the power to decide that too. You have the power to say, you know what? I don't want someone in my life that makes me feel like an option. I don't want someone in my life who chooses to walk away from me. I don't want that for myself. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want someone in my life that causes me pain. The relationship is over because of me. Regardless of what they think, regardless if they're going to come back, regardless if eventually they're going to give me an explanation, the relationship relationship is over because I decide it is. The relationship is over because I have the power to decide who I allow into my life. And I do not have to wait for someone to give me an explanation, to tell me why they hurt me, to give me closure, to send me a paragraph, to call me, for me to decide that their relationship is over. I get to decide when it is. And when you realize that you have that power, you will become unstoppable with your relationships, with your experiences, with your opportunities, with the people around you. When you realize that you have the power to dictate the direction of your life and of your relationships, you will become unstoppable. You do not need closure in order to move on. You just have to accept. And when you accept that you have been hurt, and that instead of wanting the person who hurt you to keep hurting you, you want to heal yourself, to become a better person, to grow, and to not repeat what led you to be hurt, again, you will become the most powerful, unstoppable version of yourself, because you will realize that you have the power to heal yourself, not only now, but for the rest of your life. And that is it for today's episode, besties. I hope that it was helpful. I hope that you are able to move on. And I hope that you accept and you understand that the power of closing that circle and that relationship is yours and not someone else's. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget that I have a podcast, I Miss Me Podcast, on all streaming platforms. Or if you're listening to the podcast, don't forget that I'm posting these videos on my personal YouTube channel, Mafia Ansures. Don't forget to follow the podcast on social media at I Miss Me Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafia Ansures on Instagram and TikTok. Don't forget that we also have a membership for only $4.99. You are able to have access to all types of exclusive content, challenges, PDF guides, healing guides, journal prompts, meditations, a no-name hoodie. Again, only $4.99 a month for all types of exclusive healing content, exclusive episodes. You can sign up and become part of our I Missed Me community by going to patreon.com/imissedme. And don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, to get your $20 hoodie. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. I will see you guys on our next episode. With love, Mafe.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.